Let bygones be bygones. Bury the hatchet. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Let's take a closer look. First of all, what is forgiveness? They tell me forgiveness is accepting the behavioral deviations of others with compassion and benevolence, treating human failings with sympathy instead of punishment. And forgiveness gets a lot more promotion from the people who are trying to get it than it does from the people who are being asked to hand it over. And friends, I'm not really sure how I feel about it. If a man came to me and said, I've just burned down your house and I'd like you to forgive me, I'm not sure I could. I think I would prefer to go and burn down his house and then work a deal where we could forgive each other. And even then, I guarantee you, the insurance company wouldn't forgive either one of them. Maybe forgiveness belongs in the business world. Mr. Treadwell, as the general manager of your family business, I'm afraid I've made some bad corporate investments and driven us into bankruptcy. Shucks, I'm really sorry. And Mr. Tudwell answers, now don't you upset yourself, Marty. Life's too short. Or at least yours is going to be. What if the courts took on a policy of forgiveness? Your Honor, I have spent the last 12 years wreaking havoc and destruction from one end of this country to the other. But I am truly sorry. The judge looks up from his bench and says, well, that's good enough for me. Let's go to lunch. And what about let bygones be bygones? Or let's bury the hatchet. The bygones and the hatchet are always something unpleasant. No one ever says, I know I helped you build your cottage and found you a job, but let's let bygones be bygones. Friends, I don't know how I feel about forgiveness. But the expression is forgive and forget. It's an order, you know. And what it really means is, if they don't forgive you, forget them. Forgive and forget. And do you know something? The forget is the most important part. If people forget everything, you've got it made. Who needs forgiveness? You do a bad thing, you wait an hour, you never mention it again. It's only people with a memory that have a problem accepting the faults of others. Maybe that's why Richard Nixon looks so happy.